Okay, good morning, everybody. This is Trina Gray calling in from Bay Athletic Club in Altoona, Michigan. It is Friday, February 4th, and it is our monthly Fast Track coaching call. We have a great group of trainers on the line today, about 16 people from all over the country dialing in. So I'm going to start off with some tips, specifically on the Corporate Fit Challenge, and then I usually digress into some general business tips along the way. I'm going to call out a few things that were in this month's newsletter that I wanted to bring attention to, and then I'll open the lines to hear from you. And yes, there is a free gift for being on the line today, and it is cool. So hang on, and I'll tell you what it is at the end. And if you need to hang up early, don't worry. You still qualify for the cool free gift. I'll just keep you in suspense. All right. So when I was thinking about the call today and what I could share with you, I think it's always helpful when you guys hear, I think, just stories and testimonials and things that I'm actively doing in the Corporate Fit Challenge that you can apply to your business. Whether you're actively doing Corporate Fit Challenges or you're wanting to get involved in the community more with boot camps or small group training or really, truly whatever it is you want to focus on in your business, I think sharing with you what's working for me right now might help in some capacity. So last week, I was asked to do a presentation at the senior center in my town, and I was asked by someone who had participated in three back-to-back boot camps at my facility. All right, she works the front desk at the senior center in my community, and she personally has had success with fitness. She's gone from a size 16 to a size 6 in three back-to-back boot camps over the period of several months. All right, so this is relevant because here I now have a raving fan, someone who's done my programs, who is really excited about her own health and fitness. And now, as a business owner, I have to be able to leverage that. Whether you're trying to leverage Corporate Fit Challenges, whether you're trying to leverage small group training, boot camps, whatever it is you're trying to leverage right now in your business, are you doing it? Are you taking the people who you've helped succeed and using them to help leverage your business? And I don't just mean giving them a shout-out on Facebook, or I don't just mean collecting their testimonial and putting it in your newsletter. I mean actually using that person to help you grow your business. So when this woman had success with our boot camps, I said to her, talk to me about your coworkers. Have they noticed the changes in your body? Have they noticed the changes in your energy level? And of course she says, oh yeah, they're all jealous, but none of them think they can do it, right? Typical. Most people, you know, aren't willing to put themselves out there and say, I can do what you just did. But they comment on it every day and they see her every day. And I said, well, would you mind if I came in and talked to them? Because here's a great group of people who could do the Corporate Fit Challenge. They've seen a coworker have recent success going from a 16 to a 6, feeling more energetic at work, and none of them have participated in our Corporate Fit Challenge before. So I was scheduled to come down on Monday morning just a few days ago, earlier in the week, and I got a heads up from her, I think it was the end of last week, just saying, hey, I know you're coming Monday morning. Warning, no one's really excited about this. Isn't that great to hear? No one's really excited about this. All right, everyone here complains about back pain or knee pain or they don't have enough money. It's a lot about the money. They don't have money to do this. They don't have the time to do this. You know, none of them want to do a boot camp. Like, I don't want to waste your time, is what she said. I'm really sorry. And I called her and said, you're not wasting my time. Like, my purpose in the community, as I bet many of you also feel, is to just inspire people to live better. So if no one signs up for one of my programs, but I've encouraged them to do something differently in their day or to feed their kids a better dinner, have I still done something? Yes, I have. So I'm willing to put myself out there for an extra hour on a Monday morning, even if there's no guarantee in return. So I went Monday morning, massive, huge snowstorm, by the way, hello, get down to the senior center, and oh my gosh, could I tell that they were not excited about this. They did not hide it at all. I walked in, there's about 15 employees. All of them just looked so closed off to a presentation. First of all, Monday morning, no one wants a presenter on a Monday morning. Thanks for the stellar time slot. So I brought a DVD with me, and I was going to show them a testimonial. I was going to basically just show them one of our 60-second inspiration spots to break the ice, all right? So I did that. I showed a quick clip. It was a minute long of a woman in town who had gone through the Corporate Fit Challenge and, you know, is a different person today. No, it doesn't matter that none of them knew who she was. It just matters that they could see someone who had done this program and was successful with it. So at the end of that quick one-minute clip, I felt like I had them in a place where I could talk more personally and not talk logistics. And I know we say this a lot, but are you really doing it? Are you out there just to educate people about why they should be fit, or are you out there to inspire them, right? I'm out there to inspire them. People already know that they should be active, but most people aren't active enough. So I just started talking about the woman they had seen this video clip on. Her name is Barb, and I talked about what her life had been like before exercise, before clean eating, and I made it sound bad. It was bad. This woman was depressed. She was overweight. She dreaded getting dressed in the morning. She was at risk for heart disease. Her parents died young of health conditions. I poured it on, and I just watched their reaction. And I said, there's the things that we talk about a lot on the phone. There's a million reasons not to be active. Time, money, fear, all these things. But none of them stack up to the one reason why you should. And the reason why I always tell people they should isn't necessarily what you think. I tell people they should because they deserve it. Because they deserve to live happier. Because they deserve to feel better about their life. They deserve better, stronger, more fulfilling relationships. And I can tell you right then, after 10 minutes of talking, that I knew if I offered something that seemed doable to them, that they would then do it. So I went right from there, right from talking about Barb and the story they'd seen, or for you, any client that you've had success with who's changed personally and physically, share that story, tell them all the reasons why they can't exercise and can't be active right now, because we know they exist, and then make sure you hold out in front of them the one reason why they should, and it's they deserve it. And I make it feel like it's a gift to them. They're giving themselves a gift of a better life, of stronger relationships, of happier families, of better life at work. And then I say, I know what can work for you. I've seen it work 62, 65, whatever, different times in this community. Or for you, you can say, I know what can work for you. I'm a part of this program that's working for trainers around the country to help communities live healthier. And then I talk to them about why a Corporate Fit Challenge, or for you, if it's, you know, why if you've got a program that you've blended together with something else that you currently do, have your offer there. And my offer, I make it very clear, isn't about me and isn't about my facility. I feel like as soon as I say that, I already have more legitimacy with them. I say, I'm not here to talk to you about Bay Athletic Club. I'm not here to sell you a membership or a training package. I'm here to talk to you about how we would love to coach you to a better place in life. And can you commit to 6 weeks of focusing on your health? And I talk to them about what's missing right now in our medical profession. And that wouldn't it be great if when you went to the doctor and you found out what was wrong or what was coming at you, you have high cholesterol, high blood pressure, blah, 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 your BMI is in the overweight or obese category, whatever it is. What if you had an action plan right then from your physician and you knew walking out the door what you could do aside from taking a pill to make those numbers better? And I said, that's what we're going to do for you. We are about coaching people. We're about helping you find a better life. And I talk then a lot about my philosophy, and I hope that they believe in it too, that it's not about pounds, it's about people. It's about celebrating people, all right? So I shared all that information. I handed out two applications to everybody in the room and said, one of these is for you, and one is for that person in your life who's not here, but you are thinking about right now, because I know you're all thinking about somebody. It's either your neighbor or your mom or your sister or your adult child or your friend who you walk with or your friend who you wished walk with you. That person needs this as much or more than you do. And then I make sure that I talk to them about why it works to do this with a friend or a coworker. And I make sure I say, change is hard on your own. It's a lot easier when you've got support. This program is built on accountability and support. So when I say, is there a trick to this program? Is there something some unique exercise you're going to do that you've never, you know, that no one else in the country is doing? Is it some crazy food plan that no one's seen before? No, the thing that works about this program that most programs don't have is that accountability and that team spirit and feeling like you can make these changes because people around you are supporting you. People around you are simply saying, did you drink your water today? What are you making for dinner tonight? Did you schedule your workout? And they all nod, and they really get that, yeah, I could see how that could work. And I said, well, what if, you know, what if every single day you were used to putting your right foot in your pants first and then your left? That's your habit that you have right now. Well, what if I said to you for the next 6 weeks I need you to do it the other way? But don't worry, everyone else at work is going to do it the other way too. And they just kind of laughed. And I said, wouldn't it be easier because somebody would remind you? Or wouldn't it be easier because you're all going through that same process of trying to break habits and break change and make change? And they got it. And I can tell you, when I finished that presentation and I handed out the applications, there were people sitting there filling them out right then. At that point, I had not told them anything about the challenge. And you've got to believe me. I basically just say, it's 6 weeks of coaching. And I say, you know, you're going to get a food plan, and you're going to get a coach, and you're going to have a better life in 6 weeks. And we're going to sit around, and I always paint that picture of what it's like at the end. We're going to celebrate. We're going to sit around a table at a restaurant, and we're going to talk about what's different in our life. And you're going to look back on this and think, wow, why didn't I do this a year ago? Why didn't I do this 5 years ago? It's after I hand out the applications and they're filling it out, the director of the center raises her hand and says, hey, Trina, while we're doing this, can you tell us a little bit more about what the schedule's like and when we'll see our coach and tell us about those group workouts? And then I kind of get into the details, but they're really already filling out their paperwork, committing to it, and I'm filling in the details. I mentioned that they can make a couple payments on it if that's easier for them. And then I said, what are you, you know, I'm sure there's some fear or some skepticism out there. I would love to hear it so I can be really prepared for you and so I know what you're worried about. And I just put that out there to invite them to share some fear or criticism or concern. And one woman, no joke, I wish I'd had this on a videotape. One woman raised her hand and she said, yeah, I heard that to go to your place, you have to have a fancy fitness outfit. So what if I don't have fancy fitness clothes? I was like, what? Of all the things you could be worried about, you're worried about what you're going to wear. And I just, you know, I just started laughing, and I said, well, I can tell you we're working with a manufacturing company right now in the corporate challenge, and I just try to encourage those guys to change out of their work boots and put on tennis shoes. But I can guarantee you that none of them have a fancy outfit. And by the way, we live in Alpena, Michigan. Where are you going to buy one? Just kind of making a joke about it, right? But anyway, you never know what people's fears are. They could be what to wear to the gym, or they could be, am I going to be able to keep up, or what if I can't cook really well? Can I follow this food plan? So you never know what the fears are, but I make sure I ask them about it and just kind of make light of it and make sure they know that this program is about them and not about us. So before I left that day, we had a date set for, I believe they're starting March 13th. And applications were already getting turned in, and they were already talking about who's going to be on what team. That was by 9 o'clock on Monday morning. At 8 o'clock on Monday morning, when I first walked in the door, people were skeptical. The one woman who had invited me to come didn't even think I should come. Right? You can turn the corner. You can help people turn the corner. You've got to get rid of the fear yourself about talking to people about it. You've got to be willing to put yourself out there and put a date out there, and you just talk about it like it's going to happen. And I don't mean it to be a trick. It's not a trick. It's true. I walked in there that morning knowing I'm going to have them do a corporate challenge because I've seen it work. I know it can work for these people. I know if they had each other's accountability and support, they'd be better off. And I've got one raving fan on the inside that got me here, right? That's what you need. Where are your raving fans? How can you use them, leverage them to share your other programs and offerings? Okay? So that was my experience at the Senior Center, how to use inside contact, how to deal with a skeptical group, and how to talk emotion and get them to take action. Set that date right then. All right? I'm just flipping through the newsletter. Hopefully you guys all got this on Monday morning. Really some amazing stuff in here from the team this time. I hope you take the time to read it. That first article that I just want to call your attention to that I wrote about celebrating people more than pounds, I would really encourage you to think big this year about doing a celebration party, either for people who've gone through your Corporate Fit Challenge or clients at your facility or one-on-one clients or whomever. Start thinking now about collecting success stories and letting people know that you're going to have your own fitness-inspired gala and that you want them to be one of those success stories. Hopefully you clicked on the picture and watched the video of our gala. What I can tell you about it was truly life-changing. Myself, personally, I mean, not to sound crazy, but other than getting married and having my kids, it was probably the best day of my life. And I can tell you that, honestly, that I looked out at the crowd of people who were there, 250 people there, and I thought, what if we hadn't done these corporate challenges last year? What if we hadn't done these boot camps in this community last year? Would any of these people have these stories to share? And would any of these people be getting this kind of recognition that they deserve? No, I truly think the answer is no. Would some of those people have been motivated to do something on their own? Sure, but what's the value in one person doing something on their own if they never pay it forward to other people and they never get recognized for it? All right, so the Fitness Inspired Gala, I can truly tell you, is the most powerful thing I do in my business to create buzz in my business. And it can be simple. It can be starting small. It can be you looking for a couple success stories every month and letting those people know at the end of the year I'm going to throw a party for my success stories. What would that do for that person? One, that would get that would give that person some extra incentive to get the results they're looking for and to keep those results all year because they know they're going to be recognized. And I know that you're not on the call today to hear about the gala, but I always like to share something different that I'm doing. This is the third time we've done the gala, and it was the best one we've ever done. The trip, if you saw it in the video, we partnered with a local travel agency. I do this every year. And she sends an email out to all of her contacts at the Westin hotels across the country and says, you know, a woman in my town is throwing a big party for people who've succeeded in fitness. It'll make the news. She promotes it in her newsletter. I kind of give all the ways I'm going to promote it. Will you donate a three-night stay at one of your hotels? And so Westin got back to us, and they gave us three nights in San Diego. And then the travel agent and I each split the cost of the plane tickets. We each donate like $300, so $600 in plane tickets. And this year at the gala, I picked my top 10 stories of the year. They did not know that they were going to be in the top 10. I invited all of our success stories from the year to attend, and then we picked the top 10. We made sure that they were going to be in attendance. I called them up to the stage one by one. It's kind of like Oprah Winfrey-style talk show. There's a couple chairs up front with a microphone, and I just interviewed them. I interviewed them about their story, just impromptu. It was amazing. And at the end of the night, we handed out ballots to everybody who was there, and they got to pick their favorite story of the year. And the young man who won is a 20-year-old autistic, severely autistic young man who started with us with a boot camp in July. He couldn't ride a bike then. He was 80 pounds overweight and didn't have balance. And by the end of the year, from July until December, he lost 80 pounds. Not only can he ride a bike, he can stand on a BOSU and do 10 tuck jump squats on a BOSU and stick it every single time. His story was amazing. And the tears in the room were flowing. And he won this trip for he and his mom to go to San Diego. And they're going for spring break. And he's never left the state of Michigan before. And I know that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing in life. And I know that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. And you can make a bigger impact than you're making right now. And I can make a bigger impact than I'm making right now if we think bigger about our businesses. Are you collecting? Are you creating success stories? Are you collecting them? Are you using them to leverage your business? It's not enough to just design great workouts. It's not. It's got to be more than that. It's about people and not the pounds, all right? So I wanted to make sure if you didn't see that article in the newsletter, I hope you go back and check on it. Also want to call out that one of the women on the line today, Angie Amador from Chicago, was featured in the newsletter as our spotlight person. I find this really interesting because she just got the CFC system in November or maybe even early December, and she kicked off her first challenge at a preschool in January. That is called Ready, Fire, Aim, and we've talked about that on previous calls. She got the system. She knew she could do something with it. We did a quick call. She learned about it. She went and made a presentation. She got it off the ground. Why did Angie get hers off the ground so quickly? Because she just decided, ready, fire, aim, no fear. My school needs something. My kid's school needs something. Why not this? Does it have to be perfect? No. It has to be her getting in there and doing something, creating some buzz, creating some success story. And then, of course, course correct as you go. Do it differently the next time. Do your presentation differently the next time. But you got to start somewhere. So I was really excited to get to share hers because she moved on it so quickly. A lot of the coaching calls I did with people individually last month, I was encouraging people to try, not to try, to do. Encouraging people to do a Cobra Fit challenge and start one in February. And I said to people, wouldn't it be great if we had a lot of people in the group starting a challenge on February 13th or 20th, and we'd be starting as a full group. I know a lot of people are working on that. I've been getting a lot of emails back from people about their presentations. So February 13th or 20th, put that intention out there and then go fill it. And then go fill it. All right? A couple of other things in the newsletter quickly. Just systems create strength. I sent you guys a copy of our grid, and I know Doug asked for it electronically so he could use it himself. That tells me that he's ready, willing, and able to set up a whole slew of Corporate Fit challenges this spring. We've got them, as you know, lined up through March. Why? Because we just say that we're going to start one every Sunday, and then we fill it. And if we're short on somebody, we talk to an inside contact. We talk to one of our raving fans. That's how they all happen. And then, of course, once you've got one going, you want those people to invite friends or family to participate in that challenge, so then you're automatically exposed to another workplace, meaning if you're working with a dental office and one of the hygienist's husband joins and he works at a school, then you want to make sure that you're getting exposure to that school and you're working your inside contacts, all right? Sarah did something on social media. She did something on Hootsuite, I think. Amy did something in the article about coaching on nutrition. And Casey, my head trainer, did a kind of a cool video in there on exercises with the med ball. Tracy did something on having themes in your workouts. Of course, that works for your boot camps, your group classes, or your Cobra Fit Challenge. But she is a queen of pulling together some cool group workouts here on Sundays, and she always puts a theme to them. All right? That's the information I wanted to go over today, information on my presentation at the Senior Center, information on the gala, and a couple tips from the newsletter. So with that, I'm going to open up the lines, and I will hear from you. Dun, 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 dun. You're there. I hear you.
Hey, Trina, Doug Krieger in Wisconsin.
Hi, Doug.
I just wanted to give you an update on what's going on with us.
Tell us. We all want to know.
So the last call, we were in the process of creating the bags. We distributed 35 bags to local businesses and then made, you know, follow-up calls, emails. And so far we've booked six meetings, and we have already scheduled four CFCs to start in the month of February. February and March. It's like the first week of March, there's one starting. So I believe there's like three or four starting in between February and March. So that's pretty exciting. We've got a bunch more that are in the works, and we're already making up a whole new round of bags that should go out within the next couple weeks.
That is insane. Who wants to ask Doug more about that? I was actually just emailing you about you to, I'm sorry, I can't remember your name, the woman who works with Jean Sherman.
Mary.
Yeah, I sent Mary some information about what you were doing, Doug, and said, listen, these bags worked for us, they worked for Doug. So, Doug, tell them a little bit more about what you did, and then if anybody has questions for him, let me know.
What do you want to know? I mean, basically what we did is we filled the bags with, we had some of our trainers bake some healthy snacks. We did trail mix. We used the flyer that was emailed out with the fat guy with the necktie. And, we put that on the front of it. We had our whole team dropping off bags. We included a water bottle with our logo on it. And then, you know, that really, I mean, that just gets us, what that really did is it got them to at least take our call. And if anybody's ever worked in sales, you know, I mean, this is a sales game. We're trying to get in front of somebody who can make a decision. And I do have somebody that does a lot of our marketing stuff for us. So she started making calls, and I started making follow-up calls, and we just kept working it. I mean, you know, it's clearly we booked, I don't know, you know, I think like 6 or 7 appointments out of 35, which, you know, might not sound like a lot, but out of those 7, we've booked 4 to 5 CSCs, and we still have, I'd say, 5 to 6 pretty strong potential clients that should be booked within the next couple of weeks. It's basically just get it done. I mean, bottom line, get out there and get it done. That's all we did, is we just made a decision that we're going to do it, and everybody was on board, and we got it done, and now we're starting to book clients.
That's amazing. Doug, tell them, in case they don't know, explain a little bit about your business model so people know that you don't own a full-service facility like I do. I mean,
right.
All different businesses can do this.
Yeah, well, I own two personal training studios that are about 3,000 square feet. We do private training and small group training. And then I also own, I'd say, 4 boot camp locations, which is actually separate business from our studios. And then CFC is a whole nother kind of area that we've gotten into. And what's nice is that our coaches, the way that we're doing it is that our trainers and our boot camp coaches, you know, in this field, I don't care where you are or who you are, if you're a trainer, you got parts of the day that are dead. Most people can't work out at 2 in the afternoon. You know, a lot of people can't work out at 11 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm sorry, in the mid-morning. So there are hours for our team where they got nothing to do and they're not getting paid. So for us, this is an awesome way to keep them engaged and keep them making money while they're not training. They can do it at home. You know, they can do it in the office, at studios. So far, I think things are going pretty well. And in fact, next week, I've got a coaches meeting scheduled where I'm going to train all the coaches on how to be a coach.
Oh, I love it, Doug. I love it. If you want to connect before you do that meeting,
yeah,
if you
absolutely.
Want to connect me on speakerphone for a little bit for, you know, to give some tips, I'd be happy to do that.
Okay, that'd be great. Thank you.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
You guys, I'm going to move through. Instead of calling you out by area code, let's do this. Who has one going on right now that they want to report on and tell us what progress they're making? Oh,
Dana, go ahead. It's Melissa. I have one starting on Sunday, and I had to postpone it a week, so I'm a little bit late starting it. But my one problem is getting people to, like, they have it, two people I have that are hesitant because they're like, oh, it's a total lifestyle change. I'm like, yeah, exactly. So they're weary. So how do I get them out of that?
Melissa, that's a great question, and they're going to your goal is to have them make any changes, right? So I would back off a little bit from the total lifestyle change, if that sounds fearful to them, and say, hey, I will find success with you if you trade out one cup of coffee for one glass of water. We will find success with you if you commit to doing, you know, 10 push-ups and a 30-second hover every day for your homework. Anything better than nothing approach.
Okay.
Who is this? This is a group on Sunday that you and I talked about last month, right? It's
yes.
A group of friends and their friends?
Yes.
That's awesome. So, you guys, that's a great thought. I mean, Melissa was looking at how to get a corporate fit challenge started, the easiest, quickest, fastest way. And she had a group of friends who are always wanting her help, and she thought, well, why don't I organize a challenge around my friends and their friends? They don't necessarily need to all be in the same workplace. She can still use the same concept of coaching and teams and do it with a group of friends and their associates. So that's a great idea for those of you looking at how to get one started. Take Melissa's idea. Okay, how about Angie or Amy or someone else who's got one going on? Tell us about it.
Well, Trina, you know, I've talked on this one right before. I'm in the middle of the, this is Amy down in North Carolina, the big bank. And I was just approached at a meeting last night, or I was at a hospital function. And remember the big electric company that I did last year?
Yes.
They, the president of the company approached me last night, and he said that I can tell you that my employees have never been happier than they were during that 6 weeks that they were working with you. And he said, so we want to do it again. And then he also talked to me about what I've talked to you about the bank I'm working with is taking it corporate-wide, which is a whole northeast United States. So,
Amy.
Good things. I know.
If you guys have been following Amy's progress, this is Amy Sorensen in North Carolina. Her progress, she started doing these corporate fit challenges like a little over a year ago-ish. And she has been working with BB&T Bank in Wilson, North Carolina, and now they're interested in taking her this program that she's been coaching corporate bank-wide and then now an electric company. And they all started with, Amy, an inside contact, correct?
Correct.
Yep. And it wasn't the CEO, was it?
No. No, not at all.
And that's such a lesson.
No, actually, the bank is the application that a friend gave from a school when you hand out an application and says, who's the one person you're thinking of that should have heard this presentation? And that's how the bank got started. She was that application, a friend who joined at a school from a school doing a corporate fit.
Wow. Amy, that's such a stellar story. I hope everyone heard that and absorbed that. She gave a presentation at a school and said, here's an extra application, just what I said on the phone earlier. Who is that person you're thinking of? It goes to a lady at a bank. This woman now does the program, as I recall, Amy. She did it like two or three times back-to-back, and the bank loves it, and they want to take it company-wide. Amy could make her entire career at a corporate fitness BB&T Bank.
Right.
So you've got to look for those opportunities. Go ahead, Amy.
Yeah, and it's just different for me is because I really do the corporate fit. There's me, and I have the help of one other trainer. I work at a facility that's not real helpful, and their trainers there aren't interested. And so we've just made it a success, just two people. So we're doing everything from beginning to end. So it's just been a real journey. So taking it that way is going to be cool.
That's amazing.
I'm getting some funny noise.
Yeah, is that your phone or not?
Is that my phone? I don't know.
No. Hey, if that is your cell phone and it's giving a lot of static, maybe mute yourself. Mute yourself on the phone. But, Amy, that's awesome. I hope that if people have not connected with you on Facebook, that if you guys go to Facebook and go to Corporate Fit Challenge, go to the like page for Corporate Fit Challenge, you can find each other there. And if you want more help from other people on the team, talk to Amy about how she does this on her own. She has two kids. She doesn't own a club. She has an affiliation with the YMCA, and she's crushing these. So, awesome. Angie on the line, how is the preschool Corporate Fit Challenge going?
I'm glad you asked because I was going to pipe in.
Good.
I got to tell you guys, this is no bank by no means. It's just a small little private school.
Sounds good, man.
Just maybe five or six teachers.
Here we go.
And at so many times before we got started in January, they wanted to stop. Or one person maybe was kind of being a negative person. They're just being very, not negative, just saying, you know, I don't know, and, you know, so-and-so is about this money. And I just kept coming back with, and I'm thinking of Brian Tracy and Eat That Frog, and I could have so many times said forget it. Because it felt like a lot of negative from everybody, from a lot of people. And then I just kept coming back in there, and every time I had something come up, I would tell them, it's fine, it's not, why are you worried about that? Don't worry, and it'll be great, and don't worry about that person. And I talk to them, and they already seem very excited, and so it's going awesome. I just actually met with someone at 6 o'clock this morning to do the 3-week progress report, see how she's doing. And she's pumped. Her husband's making the recipes in that food guide. He's doing it with her. She's all excited about the grand finale.
Wow.
I'm meeting with everybody else. Everybody's supposed to meet on Wednesday, but because, you know, Chicago got hit with a blizzard, I'm meeting with everybody today and tomorrow, and my goal is to meet with everybody, which is 7 more people, before Super Bowl so they don't ruin it.
Now,
and I
Angie,
love
how many
that
people did you have total? How many people did you get?
I have eight. I had eight, and I told them, I was at first, and I didn't even think I was going to get that because when I first sat down with them that first time when I did the presentation, I had 4 people show up, and they had that look on their face, and it was my first time doing it, so I'm sure I messed it up a million times, but we got through it, and you know, from there, it just kind of grew, and each one brought in either their spouse or their best friend. So we have eight, and I mean, for being my first one and not letting it go when so many times they were wanting to quit, and I just kept saying, no, we're good, we're good. And I had the mentality that you said, it just, you know, act as if it is going to happen. And at the very end, I did send out an email to the director and said, listen, I hate to cancel this, but we're short two people, and I cannot do it unless we have the eight people. Right. She's like, I'll find them. We're
See?
Doing it.
Oh, those of us who've been doing these are all nodding. I know it. And saying, like, you just have to stick with it. You set the date, and you just say it's going to happen. And then
yeah.
you say, I need eight people. And then those people who really want to do it will go find you the other people.
Yeah. I had one hiccup, and it was kind of funny. And I mean, Kaya had a feeling this was going to happen. We were going to use a school. The school has a gym, like a loft, where they use for the kids. And we were going to use that place for, because I don't have a place. I mean, I'm an instructor, but I can't take them to any of my gyms. So, you know, she came back, and we had the first workout there, and the second workout, she calls me the day of to tell me we can't use the space. The church is, like, not wanting, they want to have a meeting about you guys working out here and insurance reasons and blah, blah, blah.
So where'd you go, Angie?
My house.
Nice. Brilliant.
I live 5 minutes from the school, and I teach. All I needed is a room with
nice.
Music. So I said, no big deal, just come to my house. And I have more than enough room. We have I already have a studio where I practice my turbo anyway, so
right.
it was no big deal. And she thought that it was like the world was going to end. She's like, I'm so embarrassed. This is a director. I'm so embarrassed. I can't believe this happened. I'm like, what's the problem? Just come to my house.
I love it.
And
I love it.
That's
how it works, Angie. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Making it happen.
No, thanks for Kelly, who answered a million questions for me. Thank you.
Yeah, you know what, you guys, those of you on the fast track, some of you take advantage of the, you know, everyone wants something else different out of it. So let me say that. But you have access to us. You have access to the listserv. You have access to my program director, Kelly. You have access to me. If you're getting ready to head to a presentation and you need help, Angie's calling me on my cell phone saying, I'm on my way to the preschool. I just want to run something by you. Doug's on his way to go do something with his trainers. If he needs something emailed to them, he contacts us and we send it to him. So, you know, Amy Facebooks me stuff sometimes and I get back to her. So if you need help and you need motivation or mentorship, I mean, I want to be able to offer that to you. And we have lots of resources. So if you need something, shoot it out to the listserv. Ian, who I know was on the call but hung up earlier, was on his way with his new, with a guy he hired to work for him to go give a presentation at Cummins Enterprises. And they just wanted to run a couple questions by me before they got there. And I just helped them talk through it a little bit. So make use of your connection to this group and to me as a coach and let me help you in the way that I can. I'm going to call in a few more people, and before anybody starts to hang up, I want to make sure, cool gift for you today. I'm not going to do the free coaching call again this month, but I am going to do that next month for our March call. For this time, what I want to do is I'm getting all of you your own Corporate Fit Challenge shirt, and I wanted to say Corporate Fit Challenge on the front and either a coach or on the front or on the back. So you can start promoting that you're involved in this program, and you can get people to ask you about it, and it'll be exposure for you. So I want to make sure if you're on the line, please, please shoot an email to the listserv or to me directly what size shirt you would want. What size shirt you'd want, and I'm going to have Kelly get everyone a shirt. It's going to be black, a black shirt with white writing that says Corporate Fit Challenge, something about overhaul your workplace, and then coach. Okay.
Thanks, Trina. That's awesome.
Wow.
Yay.
Nice.
I love cool
That's
free
awesome.
Stuff.
Awesome.
Yay.
Yeah, no kidding.
So I made a list of who I hear was on the call, but I know there's some people who dialed in that didn't say your name. It's fine. Just shoot an email to the listserv or to me directly at Trina at Bay Athletic Club. Just tell me your shirt size, and I'll give it to Kelly. Okay, who else on the line has one going on right now?
Trina, hey, this is Michelle from Hawaii.
Hi, Michelle from Hawaii. We all are so jealous.
I wanted to let you know that this is my second week, actually. I have 14 teams of four that I put together for this Corporate Fit Challenge. And kind of like Melissa, I just wanted to put it out there in our community to kind of show what, you know, I can offer. So I have a variety of people that are in different businesses, and so far it's so good. Everybody's excited. Everybody's doing their homework. It's just trying to get everybody together for that one group session.
Right. So just put a time out there, Michelle, and whoever can make it can make it. And you can't accommodate everybody, but maybe you can pick, you know, one time it'll be a group workout on a Saturday, and the next week maybe do it on Sunday, and just whoever can come can come.
Okay.
So how many people did you say? I did not hear that correctly. You don't have 14 teams.
I have 14 teams for 56 people right now in my community that's all pumped up to do this corporate fit challenge.
Are you kidding me?
Several from different churches, several from our hospital, several from different schools, and different banks.
I know that the line is kind of quiet and it's hard to hear, Michelle, but I hope everyone heard that. 14 teams of 4 people, 56 people from churches, banks, hospitals. And, Michelle, how long have you had the program for? When did you buy it?
I just bought it in December. I think I bought it in December as a misprint to myself.
Bought it in December. I am so proud of you. Anybody have any questions or comments for Michelle in Hawaii about her 56 people in the corporate challenge?
It's because you guys are inspiring me.
That's awesome. Way to go, girl.
It's not about me, it's about the people, and that's basically why I'm trying to do this.
That's amazing. You know what would be hugely helpful? Amy does this for me sometimes. Doug has too. If you are currently doing a challenge and you would be willing to just email the listserv, we are all motivated by each other's successes, and we're all a bit competitive, right? So if we hear from Michelle that she just got 14 teams started and she bought the kit 6 weeks ago, you know, maybe that'll light a fire under some other people to ready, fire, aim, and get something going. You know, Melissa, who just decided to do one and get a group of friends together. Amy, who's working with the electrical company again. Angie at the preschool. Doug, 35 bags. That's crazy.
Right, and I'm looking for my testimony. That's what I'm looking for. I'm trying to get a testimony out of all these people.
Right.
Well, I need one, right?
Right, and what are you going to do with those testimonials once you get them?
Take them out and take it to different corporate businesses. This is just the beginning. I'm looking at, this is a training session, right?
Right. And Michelle, don't forget, I do want to come and do your coaching appointment on site.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Beautiful.
So,
everybody come.
Isn't that awesome? We should have a corporate fit challenge, like coaching meeting in where Michelle is. That's awesome. Who else has something that they want to share? We have lots of other people on, and we've got about 15 more minutes, 10 more minutes. Who else has something they want to share?
Trina, this is Doug. I just want to add one more thing. Just I know that you and I talked about this on the last call, but for those that are starting challenges, make sure that you put together some sort of a program for them to do when they're done with the challenge, because what's going to happen is when these people get through your six-week challenge, they're going to want something. And what happened to me was my services, my studio training, and my boot camps are about $300 per month minimum. While a lot of your corporate fit challenge people probably can't afford that, so try to come up with a program. And I know Trina has a great idea that I have taken and modeled to offer them, but come up with some sort of a lower cost program that you can offer them so that you don't lose them, because you're going to have a lot of people want to continue in some way that might not be able to hire you as a trainer or join your boot camps. But if you have something that you can offer them to keep them in your program somehow, otherwise, you know, you would potentially lose them as clients.
That's awesome, Doug. Thank you for that reminder. And if people want specific ideas for those follow-up accountability programs, just email the listserv. I can send out information on our Results Club program. Or most simply, you could do something like I do with you guys. You charge somebody $20 a month, and you stay on as an accountability partner, and you offer them a coaching call or an email listserv. It's a low investment and high return kind of thing, and easy to keep people in, still in your mix and in your circle. So thanks for that reminder, Doug. Let's see, Jennifer, Dylan, Sharon, Melanie, who else has something going on that they want to share?
Hi, this is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
So I'm part of a networking group called BNI. They're all over the country. And I just set a date for our challenge for the end of February. So I'm hoping to get at least 8 people to do that and bring in other people so that they can get a first-hand experience of it.
To a new location. Then press clean to restart.
Whoa. Jennifer, that's awesome. We talked about that on your coaching call, and I don't know if Melanie is still on the line, but when she was doing challenges, I know that she also was in that group, BNI,
uh-huh.
I think is what it's called, and also had approached
BNI.
Them. I'm so glad you followed up on that. Did you schedule a presentation yet, or you just have the date set?
I just have the date, and I think the presentation might be a little tricky, just get coordinating everybody to do it. Because
okay.
It's not like everybody's at the same office place.
Right, right.
What do you think about that?
Well, when do they meet as a group?
We meet on Thursday mornings. But a lot of times people don't have time right after to do it. But I suppose I could take like 15 minutes or something. Yeah.
Yeah, well, what if you only had 5 minutes at the beginning of the agenda for the next 2 weeks and you could say, you know, you can make it in 5 minutes or less if you had to, right? You would say, at the end of February, we're kicking off this challenge. It's 6 weeks to a better you. And here's information, and then follow up with an email with a YouTube link to see, like, hey, here's how the program is working in other places. I'm so excited to bring it here. Or one morning, on a Thursday morning, say, hey, I was just working with this client. This is the kind of results that he's gotten from fitness. If you're looking for that in your life, here you go, starting on the end of February. You don't need to get to everyone. As you heard from Angie earlier, she talked to 4 people at the preschool and got 8 signed up. That happens
right.
All the time. Like, I'll talk to a small group of people, but they will then help you recruit. So, you know, maybe you're going to have to do it mostly through the listserv, through that group. But I would, if they will give you a few minutes on the agenda every week to just say something about it, that would be great.
Mhm.
Do you think that'll work?
I have 30 seconds each time. They're really strict about giving out any other time. I had 2 minutes yesterday, and that's when I told them about it and told them that we were going to do it, and then I put it on the calendar.
Ah.
So I'm thinking about maybe shooting out, like, simple email each week, too, and then maybe I'll send out an email this week, hey, you know, the people that are interested want to learn a little bit more for 10 minutes after the meeting next week.
There you go.
I'm going to, you know, answer questions or something like that.
That's right. They're very anti-advertising, right? Like, you can't self-promote.
They're so careful about time. But one of my clients, one of my personal training clients, she who's in that group, she works at, she's high up in a bank. And so she's going to make an introduction to the vice president, president of the bank or whatever to pitch the CFC. And what I want to tell him is that I want to get the local banks to do it and then maybe use this as an opportunity for them to promote their image of the bank in the community as promoting health. And
nice.
Maybe for the 6 weeks that they do the challenge, they can, you know, allow whoever from local businesses to come to the boot camp for free on Sundays.
I love it. That's a great idea, Jennifer. Keep the dialogue going through the listserv on that, and if you want comments back or help on that, let us know. I think
okay.
It's email every week to the group, like as a kind of a, people are just about to hang up here, but I think that, don't forget to email me your shirt size, you guys, sometime today. So hopefully you heard that. Email your contacts and like a countdown to the end of February to kicking it off. Keep it short and sweet. Just focus on results, and not logistics.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them what
okay.
Their life's going to be like in 6 weeks. Only focus on what they're going to get out of it and not what they have to do.
Okay.
Cool. Let me see. I didn't hear Vera. Vera, did you call in today?
I did call in today. Hi, Trina.
I just want to say officially welcome. It's your first call. We just mailed you your system, and I was hoping you were on today. And what did you think?
I am definitely on. You know, I have a personal training studio in Tucson. I'm excited. I heard some really great I think I heard some great stuff that's really going to help me change my business and bring it outside and then help fill my business. So I could just see a lot of good coming from this. I'm super excited and can't wait to get my kit.
Yay!
Yay!
I'm glad that you were on. I didn't hear your name, but I figured you may have called in. So, all right, you guys, it is 12 o'clock Eastern time. I appreciate everyone's time. Is there anybody that wanted to get a chance to say something that I didn't hear from yet? Excellent. All right. I will get you your shirts. Email me your size. I will forward out this recording. If you like to save them for future reference, just download it to your computer. Remember, they do get recorded over. It's just a conference line. I use it all the time. So the call does get recorded over, but you can save it to your desktop and listen to it in the future. Dylan, Sharon, some of the other people who are on the phone I didn't hear from, feel free to shoot me an email on the listserv or Facebook or whatever and let me know how things are going where you are, too. Thank you, everyone, for your time today. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a great day, everybody. Take care.
Thank you, Trina.